This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
What a weekend for the Edmonton Oilers. They add the number one pick in Nail Yakupov, and now they add another piece today. They officially introduce Ralph Krueger as their new head coach, and we're so pleased to welcome him to the show for the very first time. It's Deb Placey and EJ Raddick in New York. So congratulations, first of all, on what must be a terrific day for you. What has today been like?
It's been actually quite smooth. It's been fun to feel the energy of the environment here. I know I'm in one of the premier hockey cities in the world, and you can feel the passion here today. We had a lot of positive energy, and everybody's excited about the new season coming up quickly, and I feel a lot of support for this decision, which is always a nice thing.
Ralph, you have a lot of experience as a head coach over in Europe, certainly. You were the coach of the 2010 Swiss Olympic team, as well as the Swiss national team over there. So this is not something in terms of being a head coach that is new to you. But as you mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers, the National Hockey League, to be a head coach now, as a kid growing up in Winnipeg, it must be something really special for you personally.
It's definitely a dream come true. I wasn't capable of playing in the 80s, so I went over to Europe to play in Germany and got into coaching over there through the 90s and into this millennium. But it's been a nice natural path somehow, with the last 2 years as associate coach, being able to learn the insides of the league, understanding the opposition and the players. I had seen them on the international stage over 13 years with Switzerland and three Olympics, but to be inside the pace was a good learning process, and I feel more than ready and thrilled to have this responsibility now.
You mentioned the season is coming up quickly. I know Oilers fans were on pins and needles, anxious to have a coach to call their own. But you seem like a very patient type. You said you were pretty comfortable with the process and the timing of it. How was it for you?
It was actually a very good process for me because I, of course, was disappointed like we were with the results of the season. There was a lot of growth through the second year, but it did not show up in wins, which is what we're measured on as coaches. So I went back to Switzerland and kind of regrouped and very quickly felt that I was going after a new head coaching job, not sure where that was going to be. And that in that time period that I made that decision, the Oilers had decided not to renew Tom Rennie's contract, a good friend and a wonderful experience to spend 2 years with him. And so the door opened up for me. I got the call, and things have happened quite quickly after that. But for me, the naturalness and there was nothing ever forced. We had great conversations, and it just seemed to be the right fit for everybody. And I'm pleased to stay on this train. I'm a man of loyalty, and I've had two very long runs as a coach, and this is becoming my third, so I look forward to continuing the growth here in Edmonton.
Ralph, for you, good news on two fronts. You're familiar with the personnel there from your couple of years as an associate coach, and some of that personnel is really good young talent. You added another guy to the organization the other day in Nail Yakupov. Let me ask you this. Where in your mind right now are Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Jordan Eberle? Because these are three young guys that are obviously a huge part of things going forward. You've seen these guys kind of move forward. In your mind, where are they right now as young players in this league?
Well, Nuge coming into his second year and Taylor and Jordan coming into their third are maturing in a very dramatic way. They've become so much more responsible in the complete game. Coming out of junior, they were just allowed to concentrate on offense and produce without the puck. They've grown in the last phase, especially where we feel that they're becoming complete. They're understanding more what it takes to win in the National Hockey League. What's interesting is now adding Nail to that equation, and none of them are the same. They're very different in not only their personalities, but also in their style of play, and having this type of diversity and skill as weapons in the offense will be difficult to figure out who to shut down and who to take care of as we put our lines together going forward. But it's exciting because they're all good team players and they're all good people, and that's of course what any good team is based on first of all, and the skills to go with it. It's exciting.
You mentioned the young talent translating into wins. In your discussions with Steve Tambellini and Kevin Lowe and the ownership there, what do you think is missing, and how do you turn that talent into wins and results?
Well, more than anything, it's things that maturity will bring us, and that's managing the game. We gave up a lot of leads or lost a lot of tight games last season. The season before, we weren't in as many. Last year, we maybe had 3-4 games where we weren't really in the game, and so that's a strategic side that the team needs to grow. But it's a team defense that we need to. We need to get better at just playing generally without the puck as a group, and without handcuffing the extreme instincts and talents of the offensive side of our game. And that's going to be my job with the coaching staff, to find that right mix and focusing everything on excellence, really. We want to create a culture of excellence here and keep building on what we've already what we see as a strong foundation, and move it towards a culture of winning, and that's what the people of Edmonton expect, and that's what we're going to do everything to do.
Hey, Ralph, before we let you go, let me ask you about your goaltending. You got Nick Hobby-Boulin, a veteran guy who's won a Stanley Cup. He's got 1 year left on his contract, and you've got Devan Dubnyk, who's 26 years old now. He's an RFA this year, but he seemed like he made some strides forward over the last year or 18 months. Give me your thoughts on your goaltending.
Well, Devan made very big strides in the last half of the season, and is showing with Team Canada, the exhibition game he played in the two World Championship games, showings were extremely strong. So he's got some confidence going into the summer, and he's moving closer to looking like a number one goalie. And Nick Hobby-Boulin is the ultimate professional. He had some distractions over the last few years that are gone, and he is looking forward to a full summer of training, and I believe that experience mixed with the youth and developing phase of Devan gives us a good 1-2 punch. Who will be one and who will be two, they will decide with the way they play, but we took some good steps there, especially in the last 20 to 25 games in the season, and we hope to build on that.
Well, congratulations on the head coaching job, one of the real storied franchises in the NHL. We wish you well, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for the call.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.